Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Made a decision. I'll face the sunniest side head on. I had a vision of what it might be like.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. It's another
4th of July week.
Happy 4th of July, everybody.
Hey, before we even start, you know, if you like our show, guess who has a new podcast?
Who?
Kim Zolciak Bierman? Is that how you say her last name?
Oh.
Bierman?
Yes. Don't be tardy for the party.
Yeah. She's got a podcast. She's a, you know who she is. She's a mom.
She's got a ton of kids.
She's got her husband, the football player, Croy. She's got a family, friends. It's called Don't Be Tardy. It's on Podcast One, podcast1.com. And Apple Podcasts. And remember, rate and review her and us.
Yeah, subscribe
while you're there.
To us. Yes.
Yeah.
All
right. Oh, should we just do an ad while we're while people are already getting warming up? Warm it up, Chris. MeUndies.
Oh my God, we were just talking about MeUndies. Adam brought them home once and I love them. They're super comfortable. And check them out on Instagram. I follow them for some reason on Instagram. Their ads are really cute and clever, the way they do their little promos. So, yes, they're comfortable. They're super soft. They stay put. There's no moving around. You can get a matching pair for you and your partners. That's what they do. They do, like, cute ads with the boy and the girl and the girl and the girl and the guy and the guy and the boy and the girl and the guy or whatever.
Yeah, no hate.
No hate.
All love. Only love.
Only love. And also for the kids. The kids will love them. Oh, my God. You'll love them. We guarantee it. If you're listening to us, I know you're busy. Get your MeUndies delivered to you.
Yeah. And you can get 15% off your first pair and, my favorite, free shipping if you go to MeUndies, MeUndies.com/FCOL. That's MeUndies.com/FCOL. But guess what?
What? There's more?
Guess what?
There's more.
Do you want a gift?
Hell yeah.
Do you want something free?
Sure.
Okay. Take a screenshot of your transaction, send it to us, and we'll get you another pair. You get one for 15% off and then another pair for free.
That's
the
genius.
First 25 people to send a proof of purchase, a screenshot of your purchase or the receipt, gets another pair free. Just send your proof to gift@podcastone.com and then put FCOL in the subject line. And then you're going to get another pair, okay? MeUndies.com/FCOL.
We love them. All right.
You just got back from a trip last night.
Mm-hmm.
How are you feeling? You're like a traveling lady.
I'm exhausted, but the worst part is that I'm like, I know everybody's sick of hearing this, but guess what? Is everybody sitting down? I'm about to get my period. My face is like all puffy. My feet are torn up from walking in New York City. And God bless Patrick because he stopped and got me some plastic flip-flops, which tore my feet up. But $7 flip-flops, they did their better than walking in heels in New York City, that's for sure.
Why didn't you get yourself a pair of sneakers?
I had sneakers I was planning on bringing with me, but then I was like, I don't know. I'll be all right. We're just going to get in the car and drive. But then we ended up, the day took us away. When you go, like, to New York and you do these things, it's like, Jay gets a text from somebody. I hear you're in New York. Can you come and meet, you know, so-and-so and so? So, you know, the day ran away with us.
Now, did you do a podcast? Did you do the Barstool guys? Or were you? I saw some Instagram thing.
Yeah, we did when we first, so I traveled with Patrick.
Yeah.
And, as some of our fans know, who produce our live show. Yeah. And Jay, my partner in Corolla Drinks, the three of us, sorry, my voice is so bad. We went to New York because a couple things, because of some meetings, but also because of the billboard. So we met one of the big reasons why we went, too, is we had a nice meeting with the CEO of Barstool. And if you guys don't know who Barstool is, maybe your guys do. Or if you like sports, they're a big sports media company is what they are. Mm-hmm. And they started with one guy blogging. And now they have headquarters in Manhattan, and they have, I don't know, over 100 people working for them probably. Maybe 80.
Go-getters.
Go-getters. But, you know, the weird thing is, so they're all mostly dudes. It's a sports-centric media company.
Right.
And the best part, though, the
dudes
CEO.
Dudes and lesbians.
Maybe. Now, dudes and cute interns is more like it. And then the CEO is Erica Nardini, a girl, a woman, a mom, and she's just a dynamo. She was she's an awesome girl and woman, and I admire her a lot. And she's met with us, and we chit-chatted about business, about media, about how the business is changing, about podcasting, and about what they do, about what we do. And she did not have to do that. She spent close to an hour with us, and it was best money well spent, just that alone, just to meet with her and get that insight. It was very interesting, to say the least. I'll talk more about it later, but that was fun. And then
talk about it now.
Well, I don't know. I'm a little tired. I mean, Kaylin's a big Barstool fan.
I do. I like their blogs.
You know, the
blogs. What did she tell you? Did she give you some good business advice? Is something changing? Did I get a raise?
You know what?
What's happening?
No, she was telling, because she comes from radio. She has a radio background. And, just different. One of the things she did mention is Spotify. Is a big deal. It might become a bigger deal than it is, and
I don't believe it.
Especially with I'm going back to Rhapsody. Spot a who?
I'm just getting all my stuff from LimeWire.
There you go.
Remember that?
Yeah, no. What was
you'd steal?
Oh, yeah.
You'd steal songs.
Oh yeah, LimeWire.
You put LimeWire up, and then you'd be like, go search the songs and see if they had a song you wanted. Then you'd steal
That's
it.
That's right.
Then they had a big lawsuit against it. Do you remember that?
LimeWire.
Yeah, LimeWire.
I thought that was the coolest thing ever. I was like, wait, so you're saying, yeah, whatever, it's illegal, but you're saying I can just get songs for
was
free?
Was that before Napster?
Yes, please.
And then Napster did it.
I think
and Napster tried to do it the right way.
I believe it was after Napster.
It was after Napster.
Oh.
Yeah, LimeWire. I went and looked and tried to find a song on there called Bataram, an old rap song that I loved.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find it.
Now the way you find all those really old songs, and I do this all the time, is YouTube. Go on YouTube, you could put almost anything in there.
Wow. That's another thing. YouTube and YouTube Red. Like, I don't think our kids are going to need TVs. All they need is a computer. And
yeah.
I think, like, YouTube, they can watch their shows. I don't know. It's just the whole world is changing. And then it's awkward because you go to their headquarters, which is kind of cool, and then the elevator's doors open, and the three of us are standing there, and we bring, like, you know, Endless Rant and bottles of Mangria, and the three of us are standing there, and it's like, just picture like a huge warehouse of just black leather couches and laptops and wires and a bunch of people just flopped out everywhere. Just like it would be Kaylin's dream come true. I mean, just like everywhere you look, just like dudes, mostly dudes, just you know. And then, but the thing is, the awkward thing is, we all knew it was coming. The elevator doors open and everybody just goes. They always want like who's coming through the door. So anyway. We did that. That was fun. Barstool. And then we went and saw the billboard, which was the night we got there, actually, we did a live podcast.
You did?
We did a Facebook Live, the three of us in a hotel room. And I don't know. Patrick was watching the numbers, and he said we sustained our numbers. It was like, but it was late. It was like 11:30 our time. So I don't know. We said we were going to go to the billboard. And then so when we went to the billboard, then we did the billboard on Instagram Live. When we first saw the billboard for the first time. And then after that, you do what you do when you see yourself in Times Square. I mean, the billboard was like right across of where the ball drops, which I didn't realize.
Wow.
So what do you do is, well, not you, Stephanie, but we went at tequila shots.
That's what I do. What are you talking about?
We were like, oh, my God.
I mean, when and if I ever have my picture up in Times Square, I'll have a tequila shot.
You know, Phil looked so cute up there with his big brown eyes.
Aww,
oh, he was really cute.
Philly.
Yeah. It was fun. Then we went and met a bunch of ladies at a bar. Like, we just went into some, like, bar on 4 o'clock in the afternoon, had drinks with them. They were trying to get us to go see Chicago cover band that night. Didn't make it.
I feel like you're living this great life. Like, you are living like you're in your 20s. You are corner office for sure.
Well, I don't know what I am, but the thing is that I tied it in with, because it's summer and my kids love their cousins and Anthony's new baby and my sister-in-law. And they were like, we want to go to Chicago. And it worked out. Didn't I talk about this last week?
Yeah.
They got on the plane.
Yeah.
They
so,
went.
Right. Yeah. So they were there.
Then you went to
New York. Then you flew back
to
Chicago to pick them up
mm-hmm.
and fly back with them.
Right. Last night.
That sounds like so much coordinating.
It was a lot. It was so much fun, though. It really was. It was worth every. It was worth it for me personally, because for our company, and I think it was definitely worth it for my kids to be able to have their family. Because I feel bad, like they have friends that goes, oh, we're going to our grandparents, can't come over. We're grandparents Sunday night dinner or whatever. We don't have anybody. We got no family, so I want them to like
us either.
You know, yeah, it sucks. It's like we're a fish out of water a little bit. So I like to have them. Be able to when they can spend time, and they every single day had something going on because there's always somebody doing something. And even though the boys, my nephews, work full time, the wives are home and my sister-in-law's home, so they're taking them out. And then my sister-in-law's husband comes home and he wants to take them to like the Dave and Buster's or whatever because he loves doing that shit. I mean, it's just like, and there's Matthew, my other nephew who's there, who's like 16 years old, and then his girlfriend's over there, and it's just a whole, like,
whole kasha,
but in a good way. So my daughter says, well, one of the first things she says when I got there,
well, you're so formal. So my daughter says,
Natalia says, Ma, why didn't I get a middle name? How come I didn't get a middle name after somebody in our family? She says, everybody in this family has a middle name after somebody else. And I go, no, they don't. And she was like, yes, everybody, even you, Mom. I go, well, your dad doesn't. He doesn't barely has a first name. No, she said, everybody on my side of the family has a middle name. And she was sort of pretty much right.
Do you know, by the way, that I don't even have a middle name?
You don't?
Mm-mm.
You're like Adam.
Deprived. Yeah. Maybe people like me and Adam who had shitty parents.
Yeah.
We're just like, here's another thing you're not going to get.
Right. Like, who needs a middle name?
Too poor. Couldn't afford one.
Right.
Yeah. You don't deserve one. You don't deserve a middle
name.
That's
what Adam said.
Have a first name and be happy with that, okay?
Yeah.
Stop asking for more.
Right. You're lucky you were born.
Yeah, exactly.
We gave you life.
Yeah. Middle name.
Middle name. Schmiddle
so
name.
So her middle name, you told me, is Ava.
Mm-hmm.
Now I act like I know. I'm in the know.
No,
you just
I know.
Told me before the show.
Yeah.
Okay. So what does she want her middle name to be?
She wants to be named after my sister-in-law, Wendy.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And we had a good time with Wendy. I mean, she was in a good space. Good, you know. She was very lively and very like energetic, and she did a lot with the kids, which was really sweet. And
Natalia Wendy Carolla.
Mm-hmm. She wants Wendy as her middle name. Absolutely, 1,000%. And then, of course, came the waterworks. Like, it was Sunday night. We left on Monday. Today's Tuesday. We left on Monday. So they had to say goodbye to the boys because they weren't going to see them. They had to get up and go to work in the morning. And then it's like, well, when are we going to see them again? And then, that side of the family, my mom used to call gypsies, because those are gypsies that they don't know whether they are coming or they are going, because they always, there's never a set plan. They are not planners. They'll just like, let's go to the movies on like 10 o'clock on a Thursday night. Okay. Well, there's never any coordination or anything. But they have a house. Wendy and Ron have a house in Florida. And Anthony's 30th birthday is next week, and they're all going to Florida. And when they found that out, that they're all – just that alone sounds fun. Just sounds like FOMO right there. Like, we're all going to Florida. Why don't you guys – and they've
and
been
you
there.
Don't even have a middle name that's after the family. How do you like that? Now you got nothing. No Florida,
enjoy.
No middle name that is somebody in the family.
Right. Yeah. So now they're like, we want to go to Florida. Can we go to Florida? Can we – like, first of all – by the way, I have to go to Vegas next Wednesday through Sunday.
You do?
Yes, for Sunny's basketball tournament. With Natalia now, she wants to go.
That sounds fun.
Not.
Is there a Mariah Carey concert?
No.
Who's playing?
Madonna? No, I don't know. Adam can't go because I think he's got a show next week. Right? Yeah. Galen.
Do you want me to go with you?
Can you take them? How about this? You take them, and then I'll fly in and pick them up.
So hold on. Back up. Are you – so is Natalia getting her middle name changed?
Sure. If she keeps asking, I don't
so
care.
So do you want to know something weird?
Hmm.
Sadie's middle name?
Wendy?
Mm-hmm.
No way.
Yeah. Way. John's sister. Okay. So John's family, these wasps, they're very different than us, the Italians and
yeah,
the Jews.
Yeah.
They're constantly naming themselves after people who are still alive.
Right.
You know how we're supposed to name – you can be only named after somebody who's dead.
Right.
But you know how they're like junior, junior, junior.
Right.
So John's mom was named Wendy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. W-E-N-D-E. Because the grandmother, the last name was Wendy. Although I know that would seem weird, so it wouldn't be Wendy Wendy. But it was like – It was like the great grandmother.
Right.
Then. Somehow they take the last names and then they become first names,
yeah.
And then they take middle names become and
don't
it's all
Latins
like,
do that too. I think, or they do a variation.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but yeah. All I know is that John's mom is named Wendy mm-hmm. with an E at the end,
mm-hmm.
and his sister's named Wendy with an E at the end. Yeah, the For mom first... named the daughter her same name,
wow.
And then. So we named Sadie. So the grandparents were like, the last name was Mackey. So we named – so
I like that.
Xander originally was Matilda Mackey.
I
and Sadie was Sadie Wendy.
Right.
And LB is named – she's the offbeat one. Although LB is named LB after John's grandfather,
right.
Whose name was Albert.
Right.
So she's LB. And her middle name is my grandfather's first name, which is Maxime.
Oh, Maxime.
Maxime.
With an M.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. LB Maxime.
I wanted to name her Max.
Aw,
girl
that's
named
cute.
Max.
That's cute.
John shot me down.
Best I know
asshole.
You were saying. I remember you saying you were trying to talk.
I like the boys' yeah. names for the girls.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I know.
I wanted Teddy was my first choice.
Mm-hmm.
But John said no because he doesn't like Teddy. He doesn't like naming people nicknames. But
yeah.
I was like, what? Why are you getting stuck on that? Like.
Teddy.
Like Lulu is a really cute name, but
mm-hmm.
it could be short for Tallulah.
Right.
Or could just be
right.
Lulu.
Right.
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 Okay. John said no. I wanted Lulu. Teddy. He said no. Charlie. I really wanted Charlie. Anyway, but Charlie is also a nickname somehow in John's, I don't know.
Charlie. Well, Charles.
Right. But you're not going to have a girl named Charles.
Right.
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 So he said... Teddy has to be, that's a nickname for, so I said, okay, well, then we can name her Theodora
mm-hmm.
and call her Teddy.
Yeah.
And he's like, what if people call her Theo? I mean, Thea. And I was like, well, yeah, that sucks. That's not a, that's not a good first name.
Yeah. I don't.
Apologies to any Theas out there.
I don't mind Thea. I think that's kind of cute. Thea.
I don't like it. And I was like, well, we'll just tell them, please don't do that. That's
right.
not her name. It's
right.
Teddy.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. I think,
and then some
call,
people are going to be like, "I'll call her Thea if I want to," and then I'll be like, "Well,
she's
I'll
not
going to
listen
to your face," and then I'm going to be fighting with people constantly. That's not fun.
No, that's not fun. No. So, what's John's
Get arrested.
Middle name?
Bennett.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, isn't that cute?
Mm-hmm. Bennett's cute for a girl.
It's really cute for a girl.
Bennett.
You know what else I like for a girl? Elliot.
Oh, that's cute too.
Isn't that
like
really
that.
Cute for
yeah.
a girl?
Yeah, that's cute. I'm fine with pretty much any name for some. I don't know. There's no names that really don't bump me, you know, that I don't know. But Wendy's just so I don't know. To me, it's a common name. It's like a Susan or a
yeah.
Linda.
You ever notice that certain names that are like the classic names that
mm-hmm.
a lot of our parents were named, they do not use those. So they're,
yeah,
they're
they
now
fade away.
The grandparents' names are back.
Right.
But there's no, like, you're not having a daughter naming her Barbara.
No. There's no, I know.
Mary.
Like, there's no, right.
No, Linda.
Yeah.
No.
Mm-mm.
Nancy.
yeah.
You're not like, oh, what's your baby's name? She's so cute. Nancy. That's your
Judith.
You're not going to see that.
No. I know. And Adam and I were talking about that when we were naming kids. There's none of that anymore.
Susan.
Mm-mm.
No Susans.
Mm-mm.
But that was Cindy.
Right.
No. Those were the biggest names. Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there were like probably 100,000 Jennifers
I know.
In my.
Me
it
too.
Was Jennifer's and, by the way, Stephanie's, which was weird. I know we've talked about this, but you're just not going to see a baby these days named Jennifer.
Yeah. That's weird. And if you do, you go, oh, wow. Huh. Is that a family name? Must be a family name, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But the grandparents' names, those.
They're back.
They're back.
Yeah. Edie.
Yeah. Yeah.
You see some of those, you
well,
know.
Well, Stephanie, you'll make a comeback someday.
I feel like I will.
I don't even know. Like, where'd they get Lynette? I just, Never a big fan of that name. That's the one name I'm not a big fan. That and Helen, by the way. Those are the two names I don't really
Helen,
care
you're not
going
to see a lot of Helens.
No. And by the way.
A three-month-old Helen.
My name was Paradise. So my name was Lynette Helen Paradise.
Oh, Helen was your middle name.
Mm-hmm.
It is your middle name. Currently is.
Yeah. And my mom was. So my mom was Hell in Paradise. And she was Hell.
So your mom gave you her name as a middle
yes.
name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And my brother got my dad's middle name. And those boys, Nicholas and Anthony, they got their dad's name. So but that's anyway. That's how it goes.
That's
I don't know
interesting.
What I'm going to do. I don't know. You guys tell me what to do. I haven't been on Facebook on our Facebook page in a while. What's going on? Anything brewing?
Lot of conversation.
We got a nice thank you card.
Yeah, from Courtney.
Which
O'Neill,
was sweet.
The
yeah.
the girl who left her husband.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you, girl.
Mm-hmm.
The card's really funny too.
Yeah, it's cute.
Yeah, good for her.
That was very thoughtful. Thank you.
Yeah, she was in a terrible situation, and she got a set of balls.
Did she move
back
home?
Got the fuck out.
So there was a woman on our Facebook.
She still is. Yeah.
Yeah, on our Facebook for Reel It In. Page
mm-hmm.
who was in an abusive situation, and she had took the balls to post and say, "I guys, what do I do?" And actually, I think she, if I remember correctly, she moved to like Phoenix or something when she cut, and her whole family was like back in Chicago. I think.
Yeah,
it was.
Yeah, yeah.
And everybody was saying like, "We'll." I mean, there was so many people on there that were like, "We'll come pick you up now." I live close. Where are you? You know.
We have such a good group.
I know. It was really
our
sweet.
Our Facebook group, the For Crying Out Loud, Reel It In. I'm going to tell you something about our Facebook group, too. Mm-hmm. We're a serious gatekeepers.
Yeah.
Me and the moderators, we don't, you know, there's questions they have to answer. If they don't answer
right.
the questions, then I don't let them in. Because
yeah.
I feel like, because here's what happens.
Mm-hmm.
When you're on Facebook and you're in groups, right? You get suggested groups. If you're in like a mommy group, it'll mm-hmm. come up on the side like an ad. It'll say suggested
oh, yeah,
groups
that.
That you might
mm-hmm.
like.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people, a lot of people just mindlessly go, oh, okay, I'll join that.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Suggesting
right.
it as a group. And I'm like, no,
uh-huh.
you're not, you don't belong here.
There
you don't
was
know anything
on,
about these people.
I remember there was a post on our page that said, I'm happy to, I'm a new person or something. And then she said, but I thought it was kind of weird that they asked me questions to get into the group. Or something like that.
Yeah, that's because you
yeah,
should be
I
should be
it.
A listener of the podcast. It's
right.
because this is my feeling is this.
Mm-hmm.
If it was just a mommy group, if it was just like, hey, we're talking about mom shit and putting up
yeah.
funny memes, fine. Then whoever can come
right.
in can come in. But because
that's
the
not what
group
we are.
Was set up as a closed group so that we could discuss episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like in the same way that Patreon, we talk about, you know,
mm-hmm.
we let it all hang out. Mm-hmm. And I feel like people talk about personal stuff.
Right.
And I feel like you want to know, even, of course it's not a private group. Of course there are strangers on here.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, be careful what you post because mm-hmm. people will, somebody's going to know somebody
right.
that knows somebody and
right.
then you're fucked.
Right.
But the point is, most of the people are people that are fans of our podcast, so
mm-hmm.
you're kind of among friends.
Right.
But if you just start letting randos in constantly,
yeah.
then
I
you don't
it.
Know who's...
Yeah.
Then people say weird stuff, and then you start, like, arguing with
right.
people.
Right. I just – it's because I've been on the go. I haven't had a chance to, like, sit and relax. I don't even know what's on my emails. It's just been nonstop. But it was fun.
It sounds like a lot of go, go, go.
Yeah, that's
plus,
what –
you like to get your drink
kids.
On a little bit. Not
yeah,
too much.
Not too much.
This isn't an intervention. But you like to have fun
yeah.
when you go out. And mm-hmm. I would imagine that then you're even more tired in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
And you try to catch a plane.
Yes. That's why I do spacers. Spacers. Like I'll go spacer because after you have a couple drinks, you got to drink water. That's your spacer. In fact, where is my water? There it is.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Caitlin, you were here.
I was here.
Because you're a big producer now.
Yeah.
How'd it go? I asked Adam last night. By the way, Adam had a colonoscopy. I'm kind of worried about him now.
Why?
I don't know. I'm sure he's talked about
it, right?
Is he
trying to, like,
oh, yeah, he's talked
about it. Is he trying to steal my thunder?
Yeah, a little bit.
Like, I talk about getting ready to have a colonoscopy, and then he just goes and has one?
Yeah,
he
did. Like, he did. He had the big jug and everything. I came home the day he did it.
So he fasted the whole day?
Yeah, he said, I haven't eaten in 30 hours. When you guys come home, are you guys going to be hungry? And we're like, kind of not. We've been eating this whole trip. So all we do is eat But
well, what did he have one because of his age? Just a regular routine?
Because, you know, he works with Dr. Drew, and Drew's like, you got, you know, you're 40, whatever, or 50, whatever, 52 or something.
Four.
54? Jesus, no.
No.
50, 51, 52, 53, 54. Yeah, he is. He's 54. So anyway, he went and did it. But so last night when we got home, he was a little loopy, but he wanted to go to dinner anyway. So I went. The kids didn't. They retired, so they stayed home. We went someplace close by, but he was loopy. And now I just saw him. He said he was bleeding. Did you know that?
He didn't talk about that part.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
His butt's bleeding?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's probably normal.
He said it's normal. That's what he said.
Maybe they removed a little polyp or something.
I don't know.
He did say he had polyps.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's
why.
So
they probably irritated one or removed it or something. So that's normal.
I guess.
Anyway, he just had a colonoscopy, so if there's anything wrong, they'll know.
That's true.
He doesn't need to, like, go get one now.
Yeah. But why did I bring that up? Because
you said you're worried about him?
Oh, because I said, so how was – you asked – so Kalen was here all week and he was covering – you were covering for Chris.
Chris was at his brother's wedding in Mexico last week.
So you produced – and so I went out to dinner with at last night and I said, how was everything? How was the week? And he said, great, fine. I said, how did Kalen do? And he goes, he was good. No issues.
Yeah, it all went very smoothly. I was very happy about it.
Yay, Kalen.
It was fun.
By the way, did Adam do the – Popofo? Or did he go
conscious
today?
Anesthesia.
Yeah.
He went for it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He paid extra?
Mm-hmm. All right. He didn't eat the popsicles either.
He didn't?
No. I sounded like a know-it-all. He goes, you know, they have you drink this whole thing, and then they tell you no this and no that. And I go, I know. No popsicles. No. He goes, yeah, no red, no green. I go, what about? And then he just glossed right over what I said. I go, aren't you like kind of shocked that I knew that, you know? And he's like, no, not really.
Why would you know it?
I don't know.
Did you say Stephanie told me all about it?
He was loopy and talking and bragging about how he didn't eat for 30 hours. I don't know.
I know it sounds weird, but I'm so scared of that part. I really don't like to be hungry.
I know.
I hate being hungry.
Maybe they can
I really like to eat.
Yeah, there was a lot of broth in our refrigerator.
I don't know how I'm going to fall asleep that night if I haven't
eaten
all day.
So you have it scheduled, by the way?
Not yet.
What are you doing for the 4th of July?
I don't know because I know it's tomorrow. Well, here's the thing. The 4th of July – okay.
I don't really like the 4th of July, to be honest with you.
I don't like it either. I don't like crowds. And also, since we've had a dog, I don't like the idea of leaving Penelope at home alone when there's fireworks going off.
Yeah.
And I know there's like – I could put her sedate or whatever and she doesn't even really freak out that bad. But I just don't like the idea of her being home alone.
I know.
And honestly, we can see fireworks anytime. Go to a Dodger game on a Friday night, see
but
fireworks.
But do your kids go, it's the 4th of July. Why can we do something?
Well, so Sadie and Albie are at sleepaway camp.
Oh,
which
that's
I want to talk
right.
to you about.
That's
yeah.
right.
So they're gone. They don't get home until Friday evening.
So they're gone through the 4th. That's nice.
Yeah.
So how was it when you said goodbye? Was it
so,
Sadie's first time?
I'm such a freak. I had therapy today, by the way. I want to give a little update on my therapist.
Yeah.
So my therapist, the one that was being all strict
right.
about like, don't email me.
Right.
You're not allowed to email me. You can't text me.
Yeah.
Like you can, but yet you have to call me and I'm going to answer the phone if
right.
you call me. Like a psychopath. Who answers their phone?
Especially
don't answer your phone.
Right.
Do not answer your phone. If you're getting a call,
yes.
chances are that person wants it to go to voicemail.
Right. Totally.
They just want it on the record that
right.
they called.
Nobody Unless it's your kid. That's it.
Of course.
Right. But let me tell you, I don't answer the phone anymore because of those stupid robocalls. I just don't. Now I get like sometimes I leave my house and I get a blip, 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 and it's like 17 missed calls. And I'm thinking, geez, I hope it's not anybody important. And then, and then it's like, you owe the IRS, blah, blah, blah. Like, do you get those?
No.
Oh,
but I get
God.
A lot that have a number. Well, okay. I get a lot of bill collector calls from Children's Hospital because.
Oh, well, those are real.
While I'm waiting for, like, insurance to go through, these people, they will start calling you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, one day after you get your bill, they're like, hi, we want to talk to you. This is the patient account department for calling for the parents of Sadie Taylor.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, I know. Give me a second.
I know.
Slow your roll.
Yes.
I'll pay it.
Yeah, I know.
A lot of times it's over, like, 30 $40 mm-hmm. too.
They'll just be like, $37.49.
I'm like, I like to let those stack up mm-hmm. for a while and mm-hmm. make sure that insurance has paid their end of it.
Right.
Before then I'll sit down and just pay them all at once. But they are crazy.
Yes.
Yeah. So why were we on that topic about the phone calls, about people calling?
Your therapist.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and also I get a lot of those calls like from phone numbers that I know who it is. It's like Elby's orthodontist. Why do doctor's offices mm-hmm. have to confirm like
yeah,
three
I know,
times?
I know.
Like it's on my
we
calendar.
Get it, I know.
If I miss the appointment, that's on me.
Right.
Don't calling me 18 times isn't going to solve anything.
I know.
But you get an email.
Yeah.
Then I get a text.
Yeah.
And please respond to the text.
Right.
With you confirm.
Yeah, I know with the reply.
I see the text.
Yeah, I know. I know.
And let's
you know
all
what else?
Move on with our
I
lives.
Put it in
I'm
my
coming.
I put it in my phone, and I tell it every time I do that. Every time I put an appointment in my phone, I always say, "Remind me 2 days before." Then remind me 2 hours before. You
oh,
know. So
yeah.
then I get it from both sides. I get the office and myself telling me, "Don't forget tomorrow."
So many
Sunny's
of them.
Sunny's appointment.
But then I got this one too. That's okay. This is Xander's has a appointment.
Mm-hmm.
For tomorrow mm-hmm. at noon. And then it says confirm. This is a text.
Mm-hmm.
Then it says confirm and leaves the phone number.
Oh, fuck that.
Well, so now what's the point of texting me then? Weren't we trying to avoid the phone calls?
Right. Really? It says
now I have to call you. Yeah. Look. So it says to confirm, call the number.
Oh, God.
Well, then
no,
just call
no.
me. That makes no sense to me.
I
okay.
know.
So, yeah. The reason I was saying that is because I went to my therapist.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was just letting you know that my therapist is actually really good.
Yeah. You like her?
She's really good.
How'd you find her?
So, she is one of my best friends. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, my best friend, Lisa, started a podcast.
Oh, really?
So, she teaches stand-up comedy.
Oh,
right?
Nice.
And I've known her
What's
since we were in our 20s.
Podcast?
Her podcast is called PFW, which stands for Pretty Funny Women,
uh-huh.
the podcast.
Okay.
So it's PFW podcast.
Okay.
And what she interviews, I told her she should have named it Tragedy Plus Time because it's all these female comics that have like these crazy backstories mm-hmm. of like, and some of them, one girl was like worked as an escort for a while.
Really?
And she gets these girls to tell her, people to tell her.
That's awesome.
Like really personal stuff. And
wow,
then it's a podcast.
That's
so
cool.
I was one of her first guests.
Okay.
And in fact, remind me.
How does Julie feel about
you,
this, by the way? Julie might be a little.
Oh, Julie. Lisa's like my best friend from before I was ever a comedian.
Okay.
I mean, before I was ever a parent.
So before
she
you met Julie?
Way back, way before Julie.
Sorry,
you
Julie.
You know how you have different types of friends?
Julie, call me. Just, you know where to reach me, okay? If you need a new best friend, you know where to find me, Julie.
Oh, poor Julie.
Yeah.
Julie knows. Julie's my best mom friend.
Oh, okay. You got to put her in a category.
I know.
Okay, go ahead.
I know. Lisa, I've just known her. She's my oldest friend.
Right.
Age-wise.
Got it.
So.
I got it.
So she had this therapist, mm-hmm. and she told me, because I was like, I think I need to go to therapy. Well, John thinks I do. So Lisa was like, you should try my therapist. She's totally your type,
because
mm-hmm. she knows I like my therapist to be older.
Mm-hmm.
As we talked about, remember,
yeah.
I was like, I want him to be like, the last thing I need is somebody who's like younger than me.
Oh, I know.
Giving
I know.
Me advice. Like,
right.
You're not wise.
Right.
You're 30.
Yeah, I know.
Shut
right.
the fuck up.
Right, right.
You don't know anything about life and hardship.
Right.
I want somebody who's like older than me,
mm-hmm.
if not like old enough to be my mom.
Yeah. Mine
right?
is like that. She's like 62.
Yeah.
She's a big Beatles fan. She's a total hippie. Her
yeah.
hair is like gray and long and
See,
black.
That's perfection.
Yeah, I love her.
Yeah.
I love my therapist.
And I need a therapist too. As I know we've talked about this many times, but I like them to have good boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want a therapist who's
oh,
going to try
well,
to give me
no.
a hug.
Oh, no.
I don't want hugs. I don't want them to like tear up when I'm telling them something sad. I don't
right.
want to have to take care. I want
right.
them to be a little bit of a hard ass.
Mm-hmm.
But then the second they're a hard ass, I'm like, man, what a
right.
bitch. Like, no compassion.
No hug?
Yeah.
As I walk out, I will go in to hug, and then you like, gotta back off. What's that all about, bitch?
But you know, I think it's actually really good because
yeah,
I'm not a crier.
Mm-hmm.
I don't cry that easily.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. I think, whatever.
Because you're a psychopath.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, too, I just have enough, like, I only cry around certain people.
Right.
but it just doesn't come easily. I have to be – but, I mean, I can listen to a podcast and cry.
Is that what you're saying? You want me to try and make you cry?
But now I feel like I can sit down and I can get in touch with, like, whatever I'm trying to talk about. Mm-hmm. She just gets it.
Yeah.
She's smart. And
that's what you need.
Yeah, she's super smart.
Mm-hmm. That's what you need in the therapist. Was this your first time?
You know what she said to me that was so interesting? She goes – I haven't been therapy since before I had Elby, since before I was pregnant with Elby. So I haven't been in therapy in like 14 years. Mm-hmm. So she goes, do you want to know something about yourself? She goes, when you walked in here, you said you handed me the check. I'm always like,
yeah,
we were talking about wanting to control surroundings based on like childhood, being hyper like aware of everything that's going on. She said, you know, you said hello to me.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I didn't say anything back on purpose. Like, I just wanted to see what you would do. And she goes, and you got really uncomfortable. And I didn't even remember. I was like, really? She goes, yeah. She goes, hey, you like to, like, check in and, like, know what's happening.
Uh-huh.
What the other person's feeling.
Right.
Are you in trouble?
Well, like, isn't that a normal human reaction, though?
Kind of.
What else?
Kind of. But I just thought it was interesting that she was, like,
testing you from this.
But I was thinking, like, I think I do that. I think I do. You ever, like, I often think people worry that people are mad at me, even if I haven't done anything, just based on other people's moods.
Oh,
if somebody's off mood,
yeah,
I always
think
it's
me.
It's me.
Yeah.
Oh, they're mad at me.
They're mad at me.
Mm-hmm. I did something. Somebody's annoyed at me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And John and I are bad in that way for each other because we do that to each other all the time.
Right.
Like, I used to, especially early in our relationship, John's mom was always irritated at his dad.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a tough, you know, atmosphere to feel.
Right.
Like, she was always irritated. So when I would be, if I was irritated about something, he would be like, is she mad at me?
Right.
Is she irritated at me? Is she just not saying it? And then I would sometimes read that.
And
I was like, oh, he's mad at me.
It's bouncing back and forth. That whole fucking, is he mad? Is he mad? Is she mad? Is he mad? Is she mad? Back and forth. Yeah.
Yeah.
See, it's I'm that way. Adam is so not that way. And he'll be like, just last night. I mean, I know he was loopy from the thing, but like he was quiet for a little bit. And I'm like, I thought he was like, I go, you all right? He goes, yeah. I mean, not all the time. But there's a lot of times with Adam's just because he's Adam. So he will be dry, like when you drive in the car and you're like talking, and he's like, you know, and he acts like, you know, when somebody's mad at you, they don't engage, right?
Right.
Well, Adam doesn't engage anyways. So I had to learn early on, he's not typically a normal, like, and so I'll say, are you mad? He goes, no. Why do you think I'm mad? Well, because you're not you always say how you, it's like talking to your parents is like hitting the handball against the curtain kind of thing. Like you're not getting a I go, you do the same thing. So just so you know. He goes, why are you always asking me if I'm mad? Like, well, because you're the curtain and I'm trying to hit the thing. And where's the wall? Like, so anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
Not getting any volley going on.
Yeah, there's no volley. You got a lot of volley going in.
I'm serving a lot.
In the Wilder Taylor household, there's a lot of back and forth. Yeah.
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 Well, I know I'm kind of obvious with John if I'm annoyed or just sometimes I just don't want to hear, as we've discussed many times.
Yeah.
He wants to talk to me about something. Like, look, I'll be just at my computer. He's at his computer next door.
Mm-hmm.
I wish it was literally next door, but it's next to me. And I'll be like looking at Facebook or something. Something who cares. Something that's not a big deal. And John will be like, so. And then he'll launch into some story that I'm like about some political like thing that I'm like, if it's not front page news, like, and then it's such a deep dive into whatever that I realize is because he doesn't have other people to bounce that shit off of.
Yeah.
So it's, I'm there. Mm-hmm. So he's going to just assume until I tell him otherwise that I'm interested.
Mm-hmm.
And then I feel bad because I'm like, well, he doesn't have a lot of people to tell this to. Mm-hmm. So then I try to like look, like I like raise an eyebrow, like, Sometimes I try to also continue reading whatever thread I was reading on Facebook or.
To try and get him to go away.
Just to try to, or sometimes I just look at him and in my mind I'm going, I don't care about this.
I know, I do the same thing. I do the same thing. But
like, are you done yet?
Yeah.
Is it?
No, but you know what he does? He'll go, I'll wait until you're done reading. And then he'll like hover around. Now, like, Wait until I'm done? Like, I'm not doing anything. Right. I'm browsing the internet. Like, what
I'm
do you
never going to
like,
be done. There's no end to the internet.
No, my eyelids are still open. When they start to close, then you can start talking. What the fuck? Oh,
I
God.
Know.
Okay, so the therapist, though. So she says you need to control your surroundings?
Oh, I was just – I just like think that. It's an interesting time. Mm-hmm. It's a great time to be alive, Lynette. No. No, it's just interesting. I don't know why I was telling you that. She's a good therapist.
Yeah. Okay.
She's good, and it's good because I didn't realize
mm-hmm.
that it's good to have somebody to talk about
absolutely.
Your anxiety to, mm-hmm. and like, you know,
and not your spouse, not your best friend or your spouse.
Right.
It's good to have somebody professional to talk to sometimes.
Right. I mean, as much as I use this podcast as therapy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not hearing – it's great for like if you have a question and then you ask and then people write you with their advice.
Right.
But sometimes – like this week, for instance. Okay, so Monday I dropped – so Sadie, I noticed that I can be very codependent with the kids. Mm-hmm. And I know that about myself and I really try not to express it to them. Mm-hmm. I just try to keep those thoughts inside my head
mm-hmm.
when I'm like, oh, my God, but what if they don't have fun at camp? And what if Sadie's really homesick? I would never share that.
Right.
What I say to her is, no, I think you're going to have a great time.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you get homesick, counselors, are they deal mm-hmm. with that all the time.
Yes.
Just let your counselor know. I say all the right things, but in my head, I'm like, what the fuck? What if she's really scared?
Yeah, I know.
What if she's crying? What if she wants to come home? Mm-hmm. I don't know what she's doing.
I know. I felt that way this week, too. Like, my kids are in Chicago. Yeah, they're with family. But I'm not hearing any – I'm texting once in a while. Like, how's it going? We're having a ball. Like, that's all I get back. I'm like, oh, okay. Anybody bugging anybody? Like, is Natalia, like, pushing anybody's buttons yet? Or is anybody, like, sick of hearing Sunny talk about sports? Or, you know, I don't know. Like, are they bugging? Like, I always feel like, you know, I don't know. Are they – you know, whatever. But
but with camp – You can't contact
you can't,
them.
I know. That's
there's
the
a lot of rules.
Right.
And then you start feeling really mad at those rules,
mm-hmm.
even though you know they're in place for a reason,
mm-hmm.
for crazy parents like me
mm-hmm.
that would be like calling every five
right.
minutes. How's it going now? How about now? Is she doing good? Is she crying? Did she ask for me? Did she have fun doing that activity?
Right.
Did she get to swim yet? Did I forget to pack her bathing suit? Like, they
yeah.
don't need that.
Right.
Apparently, that would be annoying.
Yes.
So – but the night before, mm-hmm. Sadie was having a lot of questions.
So this was her first time going?
Yes.
Just to for a week?
And previously, she's expressed no interest in an overnight camp. She's like, I don't want to do that. I don't like being away from home. But so Elby and Bella were going together. And Julie and I were like, wouldn't it be great if we got Sophie, that's Julie's younger daughter, and Sadie
mm-hmm.
to go together? So we pitched it
to
them.
Do they like each other?
Yeah.
Okay.
They do. But you know, it's funny because Julie and I were talking about this exact thing. And Julie made a really good point about they don't oftentimes play together. Like they don't have their own friendship
mm-hmm.
as Bella. They will play with
right.
Bella and Elby.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't talk to each other that much. And we realize what the problem is. And it's that they both – are kind of introverts. They both need another. They both respond really well to other more aggressive personalities.
Yes.
People that are like, "Hi, what's your name?
Yeah.
Hey, come on, Sadie, let's
yes.
go. Let's go play. Want to do this?"
Sadie
then
needs
Sadie's
Natalia.
All ears. She
yeah.
likes she's all about that.
Yeah,
she likes a strong personality
mm-hmm.
that pulls her in,
mm-hmm.
and so does Sophie.
Mm-hmm.
So left to their own devices, they're going to be like
yes.
nodding at each other. What's up?
No, not a lot of volley going back and forth.
No, it's going to be like handball against the
yeah.
curtains. So we're hoping that the more we throw them together and the
mm-hmm.
more they, you know. And
so what kind of camp? Is this – this is the Jewish sleepaway? No.
No, this is the Camp Holly Woodland, the park.
Oh, right.
The park one.
Oh, that they're going to meet other friends too, though.
It's only four nights.
Yeah.
It's Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, and then you pick them up Friday evening.
Mm-hmm.
So we dropped them off Monday morning.
She's going to have so
much fun. I think so.
And I think she's going to meet somebody. I mean, it's good that she has.
Wednesday, they're going to Disneyland all day.
Oh, my God. Jeez Louise.
I think it's going to be fun. You should get Natalia to go. Have her go with a friend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a great starter
mm-hmm.
kind of camp
because mm-hmm.
it's four nights.
Right.
How bad could it be?
I don't know why I didn't. I've asked her 1,000 gabillion times. Yeah, she doesn't seem really interested either. She has one friend that goes to Catalina Island, where she's a swim, like she does swim lessons though, but like they go and she doesn't know a person there and she goes for a week. Then she met people. Now this summer she's going 2 weeks because she remembers those friends. How, I mean, that's a, I think that's pretty cool. But Natalia, go, why don't you, you want to, no, no, you like her, you like Annie, don't you want to go? No, mm-mm.
Yeah, I think it would, I think it'll be fun. I do remember going myself though as a kid and I don't think I had that much fun.
Really?
I don't think I liked being at camp.
I never went to camp. I wish my kid, my family, I wish my parents sent me to camp.
I mean, Elby just loves it.
Mm-hmm.
She loves it. But as we've talked about, I know I keep saying this in this podcast, but Elby, I mean, she just loves everything.
Yeah.
You want to go swimming? Yeah, that sounds great. Yeah. You want to go to Rolf's with me and go pick up some groceries? Sure. Yeah, yeah, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
You want to go to the hardware store and all right. Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Keep you company? Sure.
Mm-hmm.
You want to anything, whatever mm-hmm. you want to do. You want to mm-hmm. go for a hike? Okay. You want to get up super early and for no reason? All right. Yeah, I mean, wake me up. I'll be tired, but just wake me up. Whereas Sadie and Xander, their first response is probably not. No, that doesn't sound fun.
It's cute that they're both homebodies. I like that.
Yeah.
But
so Xander got his
yes
implant.
Mm-hmm.
And so last we spoke, because mm-hmm. because it was like happening the next day after.
Right.
Okay. So.
you took him.
I took him.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay. He woke up in the morning and he was immediately panicked. So I was like, he's like, can I have one of those pills now? Can mm-hmm. I have it now? Because mm-hmm. I'm scared.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, all right. I mean, I only woke him up. We left like 10 minutes after he woke up. So let's see. We were supposed to be there at 8 a.m. So we left at like 7:15.
Okay.
Let's just say 7.
Right.
We left at 7.
You
okay,
went
so
to
I gave him one.
Mm-hmm.
Children's Hospital. So then it's like 7:30 and we're in the car and mm-hmm. it should have kicked in by then. And he's still like kind of teary.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I don't feel anything. I don't feel any more relaxed. Like I'm supposed to feel more relaxed. I don't feel relaxed. I'm still really scared. So I was like, well, I guess we should give him the second one. Give
right,
him another one.
Because that's what the doctor said.
Yeah. He said it wouldn't be excessive to give
to
him
give
two.
Him two. Mm-hmm.
And I hear that as give him two,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
He's like, one should do it, but it wouldn't be excessive if he needed to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I gave him the second one. So we get there, and now he's drunk. So the video is on my Instagram page.
Yeah, I saw it.
And he's just like all loopy.
And it's from the Ativan?
It was Ativan.
So yeah, when I saw the video, I thought maybe they gave him some Versed or
no,
anything.
No, they
he was
gave
just
it.
Like,
it was from me.
Uh-huh.
And then he could barely walk. Then I was having to tell them, I'm like, I'm really sorry. I gave him some Ativan. And they're like, no, we get it. Then, so he's much better and they're explaining stuff to him. And then they have this woman that I told you about that happened with Sadie where there's like a person, it's called like child guidance or something.
Aww.
The psychologist that's like, okay, do you have any questions?
Yeah.
So she was the same one that was with, and Sadie came with us.
Oh, really?
To lend moral
well,
support.
That's nice. That's so nice.
So he's like, yeah, I have a question. Yes. Now, something he asks, I don't know, mm-hmm. I remember. She's like, well, that's a good question. And then she answers that question. She's like, oh, okay, I have another question. And she's mm-hmm. like, all right.
Mm-hmm.
He asks another question. And then he's like, okay, all right. She's like, okay, so you're ready to go in? So I'm like, all right, we're ready. So we go in the room. And so now here's what happens. So they're going to give him the shot
mm-hmm.
to numb his arm.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctor goes, now, the needle, he's like, I want to know, it's underneath it's in the soft part, like under your arm.
Okay.
But not under your arm,
not
in your armpit,
yeah.
But like underneath your arm.
Right.
So he goes, okay, so I'm going to, now, he's like, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? And he's like, I'm just going to spray some stuff, like he's explaining what he's doing. And then he goes, then he's going to do the shot.
Mm-hmm.
And Xander goes, I want to see the needle.
No,
and I'm
no.
like, no, you don't.
No.
No, you don't. He's like, I really do. I want to see it. Please, I want to see it. Which is that the needle? Is that the one that you're going to use? And
mm.
the doctor is totally cool. He's like, yep, that's the one I'm going to use. And he goes, can I see it? And he goes, sure. And I'm thinking, this is a bad idea.
Yeah.
just looks scary. Right. It's like on a little tray. Oh, it looks like the scene from Marathon Man. Like he's going to pull out like drills and shots and syringes. I'm like, why? Just close your eyes. Look at a soap video on YouTube.
Yeah,
but why?
I know. Just give him the phone and let him watch videos.
I was trying.
Yeah.
He had his iPad right in front of him. I'm like, eyes on the pad. Eyes on the pad. Just watch a video.
Right.
Nope. Mm-mm. He's like, I want to see. So he shows it to him and he's like, oh. And he was like, well, it could be worse. This one I use. And he shows him an even bigger one. He's like, but this one is like, don't worry. And he's like, is that going to go on my arm? And he goes, just the tip of it is going to, that's all. Anyway, so he sprays it with this cold spray and then he gives him the shot.
Mm-hmm.
And Xander doesn't even flinch. He doesn't feel it. Mm-hmm. Like he's not looking at that point.
Right.
But then that's when he chooses to completely freak the fuck out.
No.
Yes. And the doctor's like, nobody's understanding what's happening because he's done, right? The doctor goes, okay, your arm's numb. Like, right. I already put this stuff in. And he's like, oh, no. Ah. He's freaking out, starting to, like, shake and cry. And I was like, Xander, focus, buddy. I was like, your arm is numb. And he goes, no, it's not. Are you going to put the thing in my arm? And he's really freaking out.
Well, what's
and I'm like, I look at the other people, the nurses and the doctor, and I'm like, do you see why I had to give him Ativan? I go, this is after two Ativan.
Oh, my God.
Freaking out, won't let them. And he's like, dude, it's okay. Your arm is numb. And he goes, no, it's not. I can feel it. He's not doing anything at this point. Right. So he goes, no, you can't feel anything. I'm going to prove it to you. And Xander's like, no! So he goes, look. And he pokes his arm with the needle.
Mm-hmm.
And it bleeds even a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like, and he's like, see, did you feel that? And he goes, yes, I felt that. And he goes, no, you didn't. Okay. So he starts crying. So I look at his face. I'm like, Xander. I was like, your arm is numb. The heart, the only part that you could have possibly felt was the shot to make your arm numb. And that's over with. The rest is easy.
Yeah.
By the time I had that out of my mouth, the doctor had already done it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he did it. He's like, yeah, by the way, you're done. And I'm just I'm just stitching it up. And then Xander was like, okay.
Oh, cool.
Then he was fine.
Oh my God.
So it was a little traumatic.
Sadie? Like, was Sadie going, dude, Sadie maintain, was in the, bro, yes, maintain.
Yes, Sadie was like, Xander, look at this picture of me when I was having it done. Look how happy I look. This is you.
Yeah.
You should be fine. It doesn't hurt.
Yeah, he didn't want no part of that.
No, but so he was fine. And so then that was over.
Wow.
Then I had to buy him a large Starbucks Frappuccino.
That's a big hot arm.
With a Madeleine cookie.
Oh, yeah.
You know what he said to me afterwards? He was like, Mom. He's like, Mom, this was a big milestone. He goes, now I'm a boy and I don't have to do any more stuff that hurts.
Yeah.
Little does he know. If later he chooses
Well, so how long will that last then? So what's the plan? Like,
at least a year. Maybe a year and
really?
A half.
Well, that's good. Yeah. He doesn't have to worry about it. Just tell him he doesn't have to worry about anything.
It's just to buy him some time.
I'm surprised that he got.
Not go
do you think the Ativan
right
made him that freaked out?
Because
he seems like such a mellow.
He's not when it comes to medical stuff.
No. See, some kids, I guess, they just can't get it out of their head that they think, marathon man. Yeah.
He used to be.
Well, that's good. That is a milestone. What are you looking at?
Nothing. I was remembering that we're going to have to read. We have one more ad. Before we wrap.
Well, congratulations to Xander.
Yeah, congrats,
tell him I said
Xander.
Tell him
not that he will ever listen to this podcast because he won't.
Poor guy. Oh, my God.
What do we have? We have a new.
Oh, you guys are going to be interested in this. So the truth is most of us are brushing our teeth wrong, right?
Did you even know that?
I didn't know that. I had a feeling, though. Let's not get crazy here. That's because most brands focus on selling that flashy gimmicks that rather than better brushing, but not, you know, not the. So what makes it Quip so right? So different? So what makes Quip? Oh, it's Quip.
Quip. It's like a subscription. They send you a new toothbrush. They send you toothbrushes in the mail. You don't have to think about it. Isn't buying a toothbrush a pain in the butt?
Yes.
I'm constantly buying new toothbrushes. But
especially
this way.
For a family.
Yeah, I'm not even having to read this. I've heard ads for this, and I'm always like, yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Tell us about it.
If you're going to subscribe to anything, I would imagine this is the thing to subscribe to because I'm constantly going like, oh, God, I got to get a new toothbrush, you know? So this is like a, It's an electric toothbrush. Okay, so you get the toothbrush. Because mm-hmm. I always use those Pulse mm-hmm. ones.
Yeah.
And then they send you a new toothbrush head
nice.
In the mail right. every for, right. at the standard amount of time. So you're right. not brushing your teeth with an old toothbrush.
Yes.
Keep that
yes.
oral yes. health going.
Yeah.
Get
By
this.
The way.
Quip starts at $25.
They were on Oprah's list and Time's Best Inventions.
Ooh.
Time Magazine's but one of yeah. their best inventions.
So here's what you're going to want to do. Go to Get Quip. Quip is spelled QUIP.com and /FCOL. Okay. If you do it, you're going to get your first refill pack for free with your Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack is free. And then it's not expensive at all. You're going to spend that. I mean, how much is a toothbrush? One of those
yeah.
cheapy ones is like 10, 15 bucks.
And then I know. And the next thing you know, you've been using it for 10 years. And you're like, geez, when's the last time I got a new toothbrush?
Yeah,
it's
then,
all falling
and
apart.
And then the part that's supposed to be motorized or whatever wears out and yeah. doesn't work. And then you're just using a regular toothbrush.
Right. Yeah. Now you're in really nowheresville. Talk about fucking downtrodden. Yeah.
All
this
right.
is good
so,
for family.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get Quip.
Get Quip. GETQUIP.com. Okay, now for Patreon.
/FCOL.
Yes.
Don't forget that. Okay.
So if you are a Patreon $5 subscriber, you get bonus content every week. I think you know that by now.
I do.
This week, I'm going to be reading, a funny email.
Yay.
And giving Good. You an update to the Playdie Saydate. The
oh,
Saydie Playdate.
Nice.
Not the Playdie Saydate.
Yeah. Okay.
That was a spoonerism. Listen. If you're at the $50 level, mm-hmm. your business is going to get a shout out. Okay, I'm going to do a
lot of people,
few
by
of
the way, in New York, listen to Patreon. They like us. Yeah.
Oh.
They, I forgot to talk about that. I'll talk about it next week. Yeah.
On Friday's
yeah.
show?
Mm-hmm.
If you want a realtor in Arkansas,
mm-hmm.
use Mary Fish, our listener. She's with Coldwell Banker, Harris, McCaney, and Fawcett. And you can find her at NorthwestArkansasPropertySearch.com. Okay. NorthwestArkansasPropertySearch.com. Also, Shelby Mullen. She has a shop. It's called Woof and Wild, and they sell handmade dog bandanas. Shelby, you got to send us one.
Yeah, I know.
And a dollar from every sale is donated to animal rescues, which, you know, we like animals. Go
Absolutely.
To woofandwild.com. Excuse me. Michelle Baker.
Ooh.
CBD.
Love the CBD.
With no THC. CBD, no THC, and she has a salve
mm-hmm.
called Chronic Relief, and you rub it on anywhere you
it
have
works.
Pain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've heard about that stuff.
MyGreenHorizon.com. And if you want, put in the referral box FCOL Baker, and she's going to donate 5% to charity.
Oh,
Kate
nice.
Marengo, Interior Chicago, they do designs all over the country, not just in Chicago. She'll help you online.
Absolutely.
Go to interiorchicago.com/interior-design to find out more about Kate Marengo and how she can spruce up your exhibit.
Mm.
The Wayne Foundation. It's a 501c nonprofit. It's dedicated to helping girls out of sexual trafficking. You can visit waynefdn.org and make a donation if you want, if you're feeling like, wow, enough with the sexual trafficking of the girls.
Right. It's for a good cause. Yes. Yeah.
Sarah Dean hosts the Shameless Mom Academy podcast, where she helps moms find their identity again after motherhood. Check out her show at shamelessmom.com. And then I just want to tell you about a new one starting now, July. Chelsea Marks has a company called painsgray.com, PAYNESGRAY.com, Paynes Gray. They sell furniture and home decor. And I went and checked it out.
Really?
She signed up. And I was like, cute stuff.
Awesome.
They have throw rugs and pillows
Ooh.
And outdoor decor. And check them out.
I'm going to check them out.
Yeah, they're on the web and Instagram. And
nice.
The rest I'll do on the next show.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, have a good 4th of July, everybody.
Be safe.
Yes.
Don't lose a digit.
No. Don't. And you're a parent now.
Don't F it up.
In New York,
it's coming.
In Detroit,
it's coming.
In LA,
it's coming. No, it's here.
Come
around.
went through my pain. Drug busters, you better beware, and don't turn your head as if you don't care.
Because they got it.
They got it. They say they got you right in their hands, and they don't need no clue. They say they sick and tired of snatching down bars, 'cause on the tow trucks, it's making it hard. And by the time they get in to your pad, you done flush it down the toilet. And now they're mad, and so they mad as hell to take you to jail. But you out the next minute, 'cause you post bail. Then on the very next day, you say, what the heck? You get a letter in the mail, and it's a VA reject. And you're jumping up and down, 'cause it ain't no case. And to the police, that is a waste. But yeah, rock man, you'll see it soon. And you won't hear that, you'll hear a boom.
You can't stop it, baby.
The Batarang. The Batarang.
You can't stop it, baby.
The Batarang.
You were so high
that night when your eyes was tight and you didn't even notice the Batarang light.
So gone.
I saw those that when they said it was there, you just shook your head and said, I don't care.
Faced out
without no doubt that when they said give up, you cussed them out. And when your dope buster friends drove up in their cars, you stuck out your chest and started acting hard. You took off your feeler shirt and your Reebok shoes and had the nerve to call the police a bunch of fools. You called them pigs,
sissies,
and even punks, while the Batarang battery needed a jump. And by the time it got started, you fell to the floor. And that's when the cops said they can't take no more. And you were so damn high, my little friend, that you didn't know your living room was in your den.
Stop it, baby.
The Batarang. The Batarang.
You can't stop it, baby.
The Batarang.
Went through my bed.
Well, I was sitting at home about to eat dinner. Had a hard time at work and my day was getting thinner. My kids was in the room watching Mighty Mouse, and my wife was getting ready to leave the house. But as she opened the door, she seen a flare. It was an
undercover cop.
He was standing there, so she hollered back to me, honey, come and see just who this strange man could be. But when I went to the door, I thought it was a thug, 'cause he kept asking me to sell him drugs. I said, listen, homeboy, what you talking about? You mistaken my pad for a rock house. Well, I know to you it all looked the same, but I'm not the one slinging cane. I work 9 to 5 and ain't a damn thing changed. And I don't have time for the hustler's game.
You can't stop it, baby.
The Batarang.
The Batarang. You can't stop it, baby.
The Batarang.
Went through my pants.
Mayor of the city,
what you trying to do? They say they voted you in 82.
But on the next term,
hun, without no doubt,
they say they gon' vote your jackass out.
Because you must have been crazy or halfway whack
to legalize something that works like that.
And the chief of police says he just might
flatten out every house he sees on sight.
Because he say the rock man is taking him for a fool, and for some damn reason it just ain't cool. And when he drives down the street, I tell you the truth, he gets no respect. They call his force F Troop. He can't stand it, he can't take no more. And now he's gonna have you all falling to the floor. And Mr. Rockman, you better stop someday. Hang it up, homeboy, your house will pay.
Stop it, baby.
The Batarang.
The Batarang. You can't stop it, baby.
The Batarang.
Went through my face. And if you didn't see the Batarang cross your lines,
then honey boom.
A honey boom, I'm telling you,
give it time.